Hello, guys. Hello. I know it's been a long time. I actually might have been on here looking strange at first because the stream was saying that it was not live, but then all of a sudden it just said it was. I'm Adrian Mayfield. Go ahead and share this live with a friend who you know loves hot wings so we can jump into the content. I'm not going to be on here very long, just 5 or 10 minutes, hopefully. So did want to share a big announcement with you guys. I'm going to save that to the last part. I want to tell you first about something that happened to me the other night at Buffalo Wild Wings. So again, share this with a friend, share this with a family member, share this with someone that you know who loves hot wings. So the other night I went to Buffalo Wild Wings and they sent me an email, you know how they do these promotional marketing things. So they sent me an email saying, hey, you should come out to Buffalo Wild Wings because we have buy one, get one traditional wing. Well, I know I shouldn't be eating wings. It's not super healthy, but I couldn't think of anything else to eat. So I grabbed my brother and said, hey, let's go to Buffalo Wild Wings. So we get out to Buffalo Wild Wings, and it's kind of ironic because in the lobby of the restaurant, there's a sign that says BOGO. Like, well, no, it says buy one, get one 50% off, but my email said buy one, get one free. So I'm already like, okay, well, which one is it? But that's not the thing, guys. We get inside, and what happens when we get inside? The guy greets us at the door and says, we're out of traditional wings. Wait a minute, hold up. You're Buffalo Wild Wings, but you're out of wings? How's that possible? How's that even possible? How could Buffalo Wild Wings be out of wings? I'm like, this is nuts. This is crazy. It's not possible. But he said, no, we're out of wings. We have a lot of other stuff, but we don't have wings. Well, yeah, but you're Buffalo Wild Wings. We kind of came here for wings. So I spoke to him, talked to the manager, and you know, they kind of told me that the rationale they gave for being out of wings was because they said that they're saying that because of Super Bowl. I'm like, well, Super Bowl's 2 weeks away, literally. It's not this week, it's not tomorrow. So how are you out of wings today because the Super Bowl is 2 weeks away? And so they said because there was a fire to a chicken plant that they just didn't have sufficient chickens and everybody's trying to make sure they get enough wings in for the Super Bowl. So customers that need to eat between now and the Super Bowl might be shorted because they're saving up for Super Bowl, which made no sense to me. So as they were sharing this story with me, I started to think about something that had actually happened to me this past weekend. So I was in prayer and I distinctly heard the Holy Spirit telling me, like, you need to have another event. You're going to have another event. And I'm like, well, I had one in 2019. Aren't these other people having events? Like, why do I need to have an event? You told me to have an event. I asked the people to get the building. They told me no. Like, I'm telling him all this stuff like Moses when God called him at the burning bush. And he said, you know, I stutter. I can't deliver. Who am I going to deliver? What? And so I'm giving God all these excuses. How can I get, I can't do an event. Everyone else is already doing an event. Why me? Like, what? How? And so I distinctly heard the date, and so I just kind of tabled it for a minute and asked for confirmation. And so today I got the confirmation that I am, in fact, supposed to be the convener or host this event. And so, you know, you may or may not know, back in 2019, I had an event called The Encounter. And so I hosted that event. It was a huge success, in my opinion. There were some women who came who were transitioning. They brought 2 busloads of them, and there were some other people, and everyone told me that they were blessed. And so you're probably wondering, well, that was such a success. Why haven't you done anything else? Well, I honestly have given God every good reason why I should not. From people are already doing it. People don't want to hear my voice. What about all these false prophets? I'm supposed to be practicing law. Can't you get someone else? I've given him all these excuses, but guys, he's not hearing any of it. So I decided to obey him, which as I shared this with my brother earlier, I was like, well, I've decided to obey God. And he said, well, I think that's the right decision because I don't want to be on the boat with Jonah. I don't want stuff to start going crazy around me. And I'm like, why is everything all of a sudden going crazy? And it's because you're being disobedient on the boat. So guys, I've decided to be obedient. I'm going to host a live event. It's going to be on February 15th. February 15th. That is 2 weeks from today, which I tried to even remind God of that. That's 2 weeks. But I think the reason why he's only giving me 2 weeks is because if he gives me much longer, I will make excuses, stall around, play around, and not take it seriously. But now with only 2 weeks, there's a lot of details that have to be put together. So I'm not, I don't have the location yet. I do have two places I'm going to be checking out tomorrow as far as that's concerned. But the way that you'll get information about this, if you want to be a part of it, it's going to be a very small, intimate thing. It's not even going to be broadcast on social media. I'm not going to have it on my YouTube, my Facebook, nothing like that. It's not going to, it's just for people who can get in the room. So if you're interested and you want to be a part of this amazing meeting called The God Who Answers by Fire, that's the title he gave me for it. The God Who Answers by Fire is going to be February 15th. That's 2 weeks from today at 7 o'clock. It will be here in Atlanta, but I don't know the location yet. I'll be updating you with that. So what's going to happen between now and the 15th is every day or evening at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I'll come on for a short, probably like share a story like I did with you, maybe scripture, I don't know. But I'll share something with you probably for 10 or 15 minutes. And then we'll reconvene here at midnight for 15 minutes of prayer. We'll have a prayer focus, something that we're praying about. And this is just to ramp us up, to build community, to build relationship, and to get everybody excited about what God is going to do on the 15th. So that's when it's going to be. It's the God Who Answers by Fire. The first one was called The Encounter. So this one will also be The Encounter. The God Who Answers by Fire is February 15th here in Atlanta. And the way that you get more information about it is you have to subscribe to my email list. So go to adrianmayfield.com, scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, put your information there, and you'll be on my email list. And remember, we'll be meeting here at 7 o'clock p.m. every night between here and the 15th. Okay? So that's every night at 7 o'clock. We'll be meeting here. And also, again, at midnight, we'll be meeting for 15 minutes to pray. Both of them will probably be around 15 minutes, but it could be longer, so don't hold me to that. But about 15 minutes at 7, and then again at 12, we'll be meeting at for 15 minutes or so. So tell all your friends, tell all your family. I know y'all been hiding out at home watching virtual services or going to brunch or going fishing with people when you're supposed to be in church. So this is your opportunity to get together with other believers, other like-minded people of faith, and experience the power and the liberation and freedom of God that comes from being with him. So I just wanted to share like a short, funny story with you. So I actually got this idea about redoing the encounter, having it again a couple of years ago. And so I tried to find the location. I was pretty sure I heard God say what the location was. But when I went to ask the people to use their building, they stalled, they hee and hawed, they went back and forth, and they never gave me an answer, so I wasn't able to get their building. And so to prove that, you know, in Habakkuk 2:2, what does Habakkuk 2:2 say? Habakkuk 2:2 tells us, it says, write the vision and make it plain. Actually, it says, the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that those who run may read with it. So whenever God gives you an idea, you're sure it's him, you pray, you make sure it aligns with scripture, and then you start to be, you should begin to scribe it out, write it out. And so that's actually what I did. This is a picture, guys, of what I did, what I drew out and wrote out. I don't know if you can really see it because it looks like the light is like kind of shining. But anyway, this is what I wrote. I'm not really an artist, but this, you see at the top, I had the title and all of that and the date and everything. So I actually had written out everything that I felt like God had given me, but then it didn't work. And so I gave him that excuse. They wouldn't let me get the building, just to get somebody else, all these really powerful meetings. And he's like, no, well, that's not what I told you to do. And so today I was actually here doing praying in the spirit with this prayer call that I do every night. And so I'm praying with the praying. And then he says, there's going to be two kind of people who are in heaven. There's going to be those who are there and they fought the good fight of faith. They've warred for their destiny. They've partnered with the Holy Spirit and they've won the victory and been victorious. And then there's going to be this group of Christians who tells God, well, you know, there was a generational curse on my family. You know, nobody really liked me. Nobody would help me like the guy at the pool of Bethesda. I didn't have anybody to help me. And they're going to be giving God all these excuses about why they did not complete their assignment. And I didn't need to hear anything else because I'm not going to be that person. I'm not going to be the wicked, evil servant that God, when he asked him about his talent, he's like, I hid it because I knew you were a wicked, I knew you were an evil person and I didn't know what to do with my talent, so I just hid it. And he said he called him a wicked, lazy servant, right? And so I'm not going to be like that person. I'm going to be faithful to my assignment. I'm going to do what God called me to do. And so that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be meeting on February 15th at 7 o'clock. The place is to be announced. If you want more information, go to adrianmayfield.com. Scroll all the way down to the bottom, put your information in, your name and your email, so that you can be on top of the information live up front and center as I release it. Now we're going to meet again tonight, guys, at midnight for prayer. It'll be 15 minutes of prayer. So make sure you meet here again. Share this with your friends and family. Let's see. I think I wanted to stay under around 10, 15 minutes. So let me make sure I've given you all the information. I told you there's not going to be live streaming. So what we're doing on 2:15, the God who answers by fire, which is going to be a powerful, explosive meeting with God where he promises me that his glory is going to be there, his anointing, his power, all of that is going to be there. I'm going to be there. Are you going to be there? I hope so. So that's going to be February 15th here in Atlanta. Again, subscribe. Go to adrianmayfield.com. Scroll to the bottom. Subscribe to the email list so you'll get all the information as it's released to me and as I confirm the place and that kind of thing. We're going to meet here again at 12 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight as well. We'll be doing this every night at 7 p.m. and at 12 a.m. up until the event. So that's only, what, 13 days? Because it's 2 weeks from today. I keep saying this like it's 2 weeks from today. Like it's 2 weeks from today. And I'm hearing crickets. So that means, guys, we're good to go. The encounter is back again, and we're ready for the God who answers by fire. He never disappoints us. He says when we call unto him, he will show us great and mighty things too that we do not know. So get prepared. Begin praying now. Pray for the event. Pray for the right people. Pray for the unsaved to come and that they can be set free and saved and delivered. Those who are bound and depressed, pray, demonized, all of that. We want them all to come and experience the power and the glory and the freedom that comes from the God who answers by fire. So again, I am Adrian Mayfield. Share this with a friend. Go ahead and put it on your calendar. Set a clock, set a timer, reminder. We're going to meet again at midnight. I had to set a timer because I want to make sure I'm going to be here. If I'm telling you guys to be here. And so every night between now and the 15th, we'll meet here at 7 p.m. and at 12 a.m. and 12 a.m. is just for prayer. So I'm looking forward to seeing you at the encounter. I'm looking forward to experiencing the glory of God with you live because, like I said, I know some of you have been hiding out behind your computers just doing virtual church. It's time to come out of the cave and enjoy the fellowship and power of God together. So I look forward to seeing you at the encounter. I'll see you again tonight at 12 o'clock. So that is a little less than 5 hours from now. I'll see you at 12 midnight for prayer. So come ready on fire to pray. And we're looking forward to seeing you at the encounter. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that the entrance of your word brings light and understanding to the simple. We pray for everyone who is watching, those who will watch on the replay. We thank you that you, as you said to Jesus at the Mount of Transfiguration, hear ye him, that you've already released the anointing, the fire, the grace that is necessary for all that you plan to release through me and through everyone who will come to minister to be received by the people. Jesus, we thank you for your redeeming power. We thank you that you are our intercessor and that you live to ever make intercession for us. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your fire. We thank you that you are the teacher and the revealer of truth. We thank you that you testify of Jesus and you convict us of sin. Continue to lead us, continue to guide us, continue to direct us. We pray for everyone who's watching. Those who will watch on the replay, we pray that the fire on their altar will never go out. We are excited for what you plan to do. And we know that you are faithful to begin and finish the work that you've started in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, share this with somebody. We are 1 minute under 15 minutes, so that's good. I'll see you again at midnight. God bless you. Come out of the cave. It's time to come out. God bless you. I'll see you at midnight.